to repent.
Father, we thank you,
Peter,
for what you're doing here. We thank you for what you're doing in our lives. And
Lord,
but he was also involved with the sin of pride.
We thank you for
the
rejoicing
that we can
do
in you. We thank you
for
failing to heed the Lord's warnings that led him to deny the Lord.
Tonight,
Peter,
that you would
possibly
reach down
in
our hearts and
speak that Jesus would never use him again after what he had done.
Whatever you want to do,
I think that,
Lord,
again, that's probably
you're the
one
Lord.
Of the reasons what got him
you're
back to going
Lord.
Fishing again.
And
I'm
we
done.
Want you
know?
To work in our hearts.
But folks, understand, Jesus
Help
wants
us,
to
Lord,
use all
to,
of us.
To receive from you tonight. Give
but if there's a
figure.
Sin problem, it
Lord,
has to be dealt with
bless
first.
Time. By the power of
Peter
your
denied
Spirit.
The Lord three times.
Now
Jesus
will
give him an opportunity to affirm
Amen.
His love and devotion to the Lord.
Last week, John showed
well.
Us the resurrection of Jesus.
Now, something that we lose
and
in
his
the English
first
translations.
Several appearances.
And I looked at probably
and then
20
he
different
gave
translations.
Us the reason
and none of them
for
really
writing his
it
gospel
out
right at the end of the chapter.
The alternate
now,
translations.
We've mentioned
the
before there are no chapter
that they have
divisions
in the
or even
that.
Verse
the
divisions in
different
the original writings
words that are used
so,
here for love are
chapter 21 is,
See,
you know, just flows
Jesus
right on
asked Simon
from
Peter,
chapter 20.
Do
some
you
have
love
said, well, gee, it sure looks
the
like
love
John intended to
is
end
the Greek
his
word
gospel agapeo. At the end of chapter 20,
that
and then he continued at 21.
Some have even love that's described
and
I,
the only
in
reason
First
I'm bringing this up,
13,
just in case some
Peter answered,
says this to you, some
yes,
have said,
Lord, you know
that,
that I
oh,
love you.
The last chapter, John, you
can't
love trust
there.
That because it really wasn't
written
by John. It's
the word phileo.
That's
which means
such
brotherly love yeah. or to have
the thing is because John
for.
Tells us why he wrote it doesn't mean he was finished
it's like
and Jesus
not only
said,
Peter,
that
do you love me
now Greek
and
scholars
Peter
have really
yes, Lord, you know I like you
done
a
thorough look at
have you ever told somebody you love
chapter,
them
and they come back and tell
at,
you
and
oh,
they
well,
tell
you know,
us
I
now
like
that
you a lot.
The wording the kind of language that John uses
it usually happens to all of us
absolutely
usually in junior high
we think we
love
that it was written
you know?
By the same writer
they
so you can have confidence
and
today as John closes out his
but,
account of
you
the
know,
life
I don't
death
care,
and resurrection
man, 13,
of Jesus
old,
we'll see another appearance of the resurrected Christ to his disciples
enough to wait till you're 15 or 16
how Jesus restores
when you say
Peter.
That, I love you.
And we'll see
well,
that
know, I like you
in
a
him
lot.
Restoring
like,
Peter. So let's go ahead and start with verse 1. After these things,
that's
Jesus showed himself
here,
again
I
to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias.
In this case,
and
Peter
in
was
this
trying
way,
to tell
he
the Lord
showed
that he
himself.
Didn't love him.
Now, before we go
I really
on,
think what happened
you know, before
was
Peter
we
see how he showed himself,
he wasn't cocky
remember,
anymore.
Before Jesus was crucified,
he
told
to
the disciples that after he was crucified,
to really
that he would
Jesus.
Rise on the third day, and then that they were to meet him in Galilee, that he was going to go
but
there,
Jesus
he was going to meet him there.
To the affection that Peter
which
does
is
profess
the Sea of Tiberias. It's
by telling him,
the same,
feed
it's
my
the
lambs.
Same thing. It just goes by a different name.
You know, the,
sometimes
the word for pastor
it's
means
known as the Sea
and
of Galilee. Sometimes
a
Lake
is.
Of Gennesaret.
He's a shepherd
here,
of the flock of God.
He calls it the Sea of Tiberias, and that is located in Galilee.
God's lambs.
Now.
He feeds them.
We
like
also
them,
saw
you know,
in
like
Matthew,
regular
after his
shepherd
would
he told
bring
the
flock
to, tell
his
to
good pastures,
that he was
you know,
going to Galilee,
bring them to
for
still
them
waters
to go to meet them,
make
there.
Sure they got stuff to eat
but,
and drink, that kind of
thing. Like
and
we saw last week,
the flock
the
from predators.
First two appearances
and that's the best thing
to
that
his disciples that were gathered together. And remember, we saw both times, and they were 8 days apart,
as Jesus
that they were gathered together in a locked room.
To give them God's
room
word. That's
was located
what
in
is,
Jerusalem.
Is to give God's word.
So,
and that not only
they
weren't
breaking
grow,
any speed records,
but it also
to
helps
obey
to
obey him
against predators.
And getting to Galilee.
It's a preventative
but they're there now.
By giving
and that's
the word
where
of
he
God,
finds them.
But
look at the
circumstances
surrounding
God's sheep
what they were doing
know what to watch
there
out
when
for.
Jesus appears to
Paul
them. Look at verses 2 and 3.
A great example.
Simon Peter.
Of that.
Thomas, called the twin,
feeding
we actually refer to
and
him now as doubting
at
Thomas.
At Miletus, he warned the Ephesians,
the one who they called the
to
twin,
be careful to
Nathanael
do
of Cana in Galilee,
Acts 20,
the sons of Zebedee, that would have been
Paul
James
says,
and John,
he's talking
John
to these
the one writing
of
this
Ephesus.
Gospel, for I have not shunned to
and
declare
two
to you
other
the
of
whole
his
counsel of God.
Together.
Simon
Therefore,
Peter said
take
to them,
heed to yourselves
going
and to
fishing.
All the flock.
They said to him,
among which the Holy Spirit has made you
they
overseers
and
to
got
shepherd
into
the
boat,
church of God
that
which he purchased with his own
caught
blood.
Nothing.
For I know this, that after my departure, savage wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. Also from among yourselves,
the Greek
men will rise up,
here, the
speaking
Greek
perverse things,
is actually
to
in
draw
the
away
tense.
The disciples after themselves.
I am going to fish.
Therefore watch.
And
remember that for 3 years I did not cease to warn everyone
in
night
that
and
way,
day with tears.
In the present
so
tense,
now,
and
brethren,
that usually
I commend you to God
it usually
and to the word of his grace,
continual
which
action,
is able to build you up,
something that is not just a one-time deal, but something
all
that
those
continues
who are
on.
Sanctified.
And
for 3 years,
there's an outside chance
Paul was
it doesn't
them.
Mean that
as
Peter
pastor,
intended to return permanently
he them the
to
whole
his former
occupation
of God.
He
of
didn't
fishing,
just preach his
but
pet
it probably
doctrines.
Does mean that.
He gave them all
I think
the
it
word
does.
Of
I
God.
Think Peter, you know,
now,
remember,
he had
they were to
do the
Lord three
same.
Times.
He commended them
probably
to the word
all
of God's
still
grace.
Disappointed that Jesus didn't kick out the Romans and set up
you
his
know,
kingdom on
like
earth
saying,
at that time.
I had taught you the word.
You know, some believed that they were just kind of
example.
Waiting for the Lord, and they were bold,
says,
which
were
is
bored,
rather.
They
were bored, and so, hey, let's go fishing,
but
kind of thing.
Also
some others say, well, since they were actually
but
out of jobs
able
at
to
that
stand
point,
against the attack
you know, they still
the
needed
predators.
To eat. So
both from without the church,
they
those
went
coming
fishing,
in,
and
think about
those
it,
within the
you know,
church,
where did they get the
rise
boat
and tackle
from? Themselves?
As
you know,
he said,
I don't
yes.
ever remember reading about
there
any,
are those
you know, Brother Rabinowitz's boat rentals in
as he said here,
Emporium, you know,
about
perverting, who speaking
it's very
things.
Possible.
In other words, they pervert or
that
twist
since
the word of God.
They were all
to draw
formally
people,
professional fishermen,
and that they
sometimes
had given up fishing
guys will do that
to answer the Lord's call
to start
to
their own church.
Him.
I've seen
they
it happen.
Went back
probably
to where they had left their
in
boats
the two churches I was
and either borrowed them or probably.
Took them back from those who they
pastors.
Had left them with. It's very
other
possible
times it was guys that,
that
wanted
they were
to be on staff,
at this point
but they started
going back to fishing.
Speaking of weird stuff.
Now, whether or not
twisting
they were
the
actually going
God,
back to fishing or just killing time or trying to make
a
few bucks,
following
no matter what they were doing
down low,
understand,
on the secret, kind.
Jesus had not
and
told
then
them
eventually
to do
they
that.
Went out and tried to start their own church.
He didn't tell them to go to fishing.
Every one of them, man.
And the results should tell us something.
Yeah,
says
and
that
I think
night,
one
they
of them
nothing.
Is still going on, but it's like it's
God wasn't blessing their labor.
A lot of people have left because
they hadn't
so
sought the Lord on this, and probably we're just figured, well, we'll go back to doing what we were doing
rally,
before the Lord called us
this
into service
about gathering people to themselves,
well, just to rally people.
Jesus
on
had
their
told
side.
Them, and
we
saw
beef
this a few weeks ago
with the elders or with the pastor.
He says, "I'm the vine; you are the branches.
People on their
he who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit.
Say all these things.
For without me,
the word of God,
you can do nothing.
And again, I've seen this a couple of times.
They were there in the boat
where they
without Jesus leading them.
The Bible doesn't really mean
without Jesus guiding them.
Oh yeah, it says that, but
with
you don't
no
have to
direct
that,
word from
or you
Jesus
don't have to
do
that,
and
kind
they
of thing.
Came back
and
empty.
People like that.
Their labor
especially
was
if
fruitless.
They tell them, oh, you don't have to do what's right.
Fruit.
You can stay in sin.
Notice something
no
else.
Big deal.
And I think this
well,
is a real
like
important
thing.
When
people
thing
are carnal,
for all of us,
they love
especially
to hear,
those
oh,
who
I don't have to repent.
See themselves
that's
as
for somebody else.
Or that want
cool.
to be leaders.
I love
or
you, man.
God, might be putting you into a leadership
position. Yeah, man.
Cool.
Peter was a leader.
So Jesus
people followed him.
Told Peter to feed his lambs.
Leading
to feed his young sheep. That's what lamb
or even
is.
Being in
then in verse 16, he said to him again a second time, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me? He said to him, yes,
in Luke
12, 48, you know
Jesus
that I love you.
But
he
who
he
did
said
not
to him,
know yet committed things
tend
my
sheep.
Stripes,
so again, the same words are used
by
you.
Both.
Agapeo,
every
by Jesus,
one
and phileo
by
Peter.
Given,
this time, Jesus
from
tells
him,
Peter,
much
to
will
tend.
Be required.
His sheep.
And to whom much
tend
has been committed,
for, not just to
of
teach,
him they will ask,
but to
the
tend
more.
Them.
See,
again, you know, the whole
if
protection
you're in a position
of leadership, you have
caring
given
for them when there's
much
needs,
responsibility,
when hurt,
you've given
that kind of
sometimes
thing.
Much authority,
and,
or whatever,
and this time
much,
he says, his sheep.
Which
ability
reference
to
adult
lead
sheep,
mature
people,
believers, we would say.
But the more you're
and
given,
yes,
the more
even
you're
mature
for.
Believers need
in fact,
to
James
be
says
people.
In James 3:1,
because at heart,
he says, my brethren,
you
let
are,
not many of you become
sheep.
Teachers, knowing that we shall receive a
and
stricter
that's something,
judgment.
You know, that every pastor has to
and
keep
folks,
in
that
mind.
Judgment,
because it's real easy for us
not
to
only comes from
sometimes
God.
We think of ourselves as sheep,
but we have to answer for how we have
man, you don't
whether we have taught the whole counsel
of
God or whether we have just kind of
before
some issues
anything
and
everything and
all
else
that stuff. We're going to have to answer to God for that. We're going to have to give an account of the things done in this body, the Bible tells us.
Not something different than
I believe that's
the rest of the fellowship that
includes
judgment from people.
Because you
think about it.
And no matter how mature we are, we still need
your average Christian, your garden variety Christian.
And now Jesus asks Peter a third time, but this time
does something stupid.
There's a different word that Jesus uses.
That's
verse 17. He said
when,
to him
when
the
your
third
average
time,
Christian backs
Simon, son of Jonah,
man,
do you love me?
But
Peter
was
creepy
because he said to him the
somebody
third time,
who stood in
do
a pulpit,
you love me?
And he said to him, Lord,
you know all things.
Had
you
that
know that I love you.
That God
Jesus
had
said to
given
him,
them,
or
sometimes
see,
God didn't
this time,
give it to him.
Jesus came down to Peter's level
and pushed
he uses the same word
that Peter
has been using.
And then they fall. And when that happens,
Peter,
do you really
folks,
like me a lot?
They're
going to
receive
you?
A greater judgment because they're standing up telling everybody,
and
I'm the one
Peter
that knows. You know, I research these things. I know these things.
The
trust me, I'm telling you the truth.
Way.
This is what God says.
Was it because Jesus asked
and then they
him
go out
a third
and do
time?
Something different?
Or
it's not to say that every pastor has to
what?
Be perfect.
Jesus
I am certainly not perfect.
Time.
Ask my wife.
Did he drop it
she'll
down
tell
from,
you.
From agapeo.
She'll be the first to tell you.
I think it was the last.
But we can't live in sin. We can't stay in
sin.
We can't camp out in it.
Said,
and when we mess
he
up,
really even kind of questioning people,
you know, the old
really
saying,
like
no man
him.
Is an island. That's really true when it comes to Christian
and,
leaders.
Because when
Peter
a leader
knew, though,
messes up, that Jesus
so
knows
many
all
people
things.
Are
do you know
affected.
That?
So many
Jesus
people
knows
are made
all
to
things.
Stumble by that. Just like right here.
You don't know all things.
Peter,
you know,
I don't know all things.
He doesn't
nobody
seek the
on
Lord,
this planet knows
but
all
he's
things.
He's leading some other guy.
But Jesus knows all things.
And
that's one of the reasons why
I
we
think
trust
he's
him
leading
so
them in the wrong direction.
But
at
it's
this
also
point.
One of the
they're
reasons
off there fishing.
Why we should trust
they're out there
him
wasting
so
their time doing something Jesus
because
hasn't called them to
you
do.
You and I don't know all things.
See, those who
we
lead and teach others
tomorrow.
Always need to be
in
careful
fact,
that they are
like
leading others
right
in the right direction.
You didn't even know that was going to happen.
Today, there's not.
A lot of us went, huh?
There's a lot of guys.
We don't know if we're going to make it home tonight.
They don't really care
to get raptured
that.
Or
they don't
know,
care that they're leading people in the
semi,
right way.
Running a red light.
They just want to be leaders.
We don't know.
They just want to
but
have that position.
He knows
all
stuff.
Things.
And so they don't do what they ought to do to
I don't
make
know
sure
what the future holds,
that they're
but
leading
in
the
right direction.
Future. You've heard
we
that one,
always
right?
Should be teaching
folks,
and
we
leading
can commit
people
ourselves
to
follow
trust.
God's word.
We can put ourselves
Jesus
in
said,
his hands.
Man shall not live
not
by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of
the
mouth of God.
He's got everything under control.
And folks,
you know,
he
you've heard me say
things.
This before, but I'll say it again.
He knows what's
going
to happen, and he's going to lead us and guide us.
You know, what
where
I
we
say,
be,
when I'm teaching you,
you know,
if I'm saying something that you believe to be wrong, call me on it. Come up to me after the service.
Jesus,
say, hey, Pastor Tony,
because he knew all
you know, you said this, you taught that, but you know what? What about this scripture here? What about that
and that's
scripture
why
here?
Tell
there.
Them, well, then, you know, feed
what do you do about that? I want you
say,
to
know.
I want you to come
on,
and point those things out if I'm in error.
That.
I try not to be.
Okay.
But I'm not perfect.
All right, I believe you, Peter.
But I do sheep. What I can.
He tells me.
I study as hard as I can.
The feeding and caring
when,
for God's
when I'm going to teach. I usually
feed
spend
lambs,
somewhere between 8 and 20
sheep,
hours
feed my sheep.
Studying for every teaching. Okay?
That's
because I
want to
make sure that I'm rightly dividing the word
job.
Of truth.
That's what every
I
pastor should
I don't
want to
stand up here
God's
and give you my nonsense.
Feed my lambs. Tend my sheep,
and you go out and trying to apply that into your life,
now,
and then you end up
establish, you're
fishing
really
all night,
reestablishing Peter's love for the Lord and Jesus making
I'm gonna
it
have
clear
to answer
what
for
Peter
that,
was
folks.
To be doing for the rest of his life,
and
which
even
didn't
though
include going
I believe
back to fishing
that,
fish,
the boys in the boat,
and since
out of
Peter
God's
had
will at this
declared
point,
before that he would
look
be
at the
willing
grace
to die for
Lord.
The Lord.
He called them away from their
boats
to be fishers of men, remember?
Jesus now lets Peter know.
But they're back
at
it without seeking him. They fished all night, caught nothing. And then verse 4,
Jesus says, mostly,
but when the morning had now come,
Jesus stood on the shore.
Yet the disciples did not know that it was Jesus.
I say to you,
as
when
we
you
see
were
younger,
times,
you girded yourself and
dead,
walked where you
wished.
He was
able to kind of conceal
but
his
when
identity.
You are old,
remember,
you
Mary
will stretch
Magdalene
out your
he was
hands
gardener,
and another will gird
the,
you and
the
carry
two disciples
you
on the road
you
may not
walked
wish.
With him the whole 7 miles.
This he spoke, signifying by
him,
and
didn't
what
realize it was
he
the Lord
glorify God.
Until he
and
chose
when he had
to
spoken this, he said to him,
and he did that through the breaking of the bread when he was at their house.
Just
and
a little earlier.
It really, he could.
If you read from
he
several
did,
other translations.
And he does reveal himself to
when it
whoever
says that
he
Peter
wills.
Put on his cloak.
And here he's going to reveal
some
himself in a very powerful way,
Peter
teaching them
himself.
And us something. Look at verse 5.
And
Then Jesus said to them, girded himself,
children,
and swam to
have you
Jesus.
Any food?
Just a few.
They answered him.
Maybe an hour or two
no.
before Jesus answered.
Imagine how hard that might have been to admit that for these
someone
professional fishermen
to have to admit they'd been fishing all night and came back empty.
It's not
they
recorded
got
in the Bible.
Verse 6.
History.
And he said to them,
that when
cast your net on the right side of the boat, and you'll find
Caesar
some.
Nero,
so they cast.
Had Peter
and now
crucified.
They were not able to draw it
but
in
Peter,
because of the multitude of fish.
Love the Lord so much.
What
and
a difference the Lord makes, huh?
Was just, again, you know, saw himself as somebody
without Jesus?
With Jesus.
To be considered.
The difference is night
in
and
any
day.
Way the same as the Lord.
It really is.
He declared
is.
That he wasn't worthy
this
to
scene
even die in the same manner.
A lot
like
so when they
the one in
said
Luke
they were going to crucify him.
Where Jesus had been teaching from Peter's boat.
Well, he was teaching
he
from his boat
down.
After the guys had been out all night
out
and caught nothing. And after Jesus was finished
down.
Teaching, he had Peter go out into the
Peter
deep part of the lake and let down his net.
To care,
and then Jesus filled the net.
For God's flock.
Calling all fish, jump in
no
that net.
What the cost
right there.
That's
and
what he was supposed to do.
After filling
even
the,
if it cost him
the,
his fishing
the nets,
business,
they
which
called
it did.
Their buddies over with their boats,
costing
and they
friends,
filled up the, all the
even
boats
family.
With the fish from the net.
It didn't matter.
And there were so many
Peter
fish,
to follow Jesus,
the boats began to sink.
Jesus
that's a lot of fish.
Himself for
and
God's flock.
It was
so
at that
Peter,
time that Jesus told
restored
them,
now,
from now on, you will
told
catch
how
men.
He's going to going to die and
glorify
the Lord.
Was
the Lord
revealing himself.
He's got it all together now, right?
And reminding
yeah,
them
no more saying dumb
their
stuff
calling.
Or anything like that, right?
By doing this miracle
nope.
here in John.
Not so much. 20
he's
and 22.
Hey,
then
guys,
Peter, turning around, saw
something?
The disciple whom Jesus loved following, who also had leaned
him.
On his breast at supper
yeah,
and said,
not
Lord,
fish.
And here,
who is the one
oh, they were just supposed
who,
to be
who said, Lord, who is the one who betrays
what's
you?
What's interesting
Peter,
to me
him,
is nobody gets
said
it,
to Jesus,
other than John.
But Lord, what about this man?
Look at verse 7.
Jesus said to him,
therefore, that disciple
if I will
Jesus
that he remain
loved,
till I
Peter,
come,
it's
what
Lord.
Is that to you?
Now when Simon
you
Peter heard
follow
that it
me.
Was the Lord, he put on his outer garbit,
I
for he
be
had
crucified?
Removed it,
I
gotta
be martyred
and plunged
well, what
into
about
the
John?
Sea.
John? What about him, Lord?
I love it.
That's who
Peter
he's pointing to.
Is a man of action.
And you know,
he's impetuous,
especially
but
today.
He would act.
It's ready
so
to
many
do something,
people have
always.
Such a distorted
you know, sometimes
idea
it was the wrong thing. You
as
know,
to
off
what
Malchus's
it means
ear
to be
when
kind
Jesus was
and
arrested.
Loving.
Sometimes
Jesus was
Jesus,
always both,
far be it from you, Lord. You'll,
he's
I'll
always
I'll
gracious,
never
he's
let
always
him arrest
kind,
you
he's
kind of
loving.
Thing.
You know,
those
fact,
kind of deals.
The Bible tells
you know,
us God
Peter
is love.
Somebody just sit on
right?
his hands.
And we know.
But Jesus is God,
something
right?
that we shouldn't
so
miss.
Jesus is love,
and I really believe this is a big thing.
But
Peter's
notice how Jesus answered Peter
here,
right here, okay?
In the Gospel of John.
If I will that
after
he remain till I come,
Jesus
what is that
is
to
very
you?
Very different than
you
his response
follow me.
At this
wasn't
same
all
type touchy of
feely and you
in
know.
Luke chapter
oh,
five.
I don't want to offend Peter.
See, after his
basically he tells Peter, "What's it to you,
after
Peter?"
Jesus has revealed his power.
What does it matter what I do with somebody
catch
else?
Luke 5.
You
remember what
follow
Peter's
me.
Response was in Luke 5,
folks,
8. When Simon Peter saw
let's all agree on this right
he fell
now.
Down at
it's
Jesus'
none
knees
of our
saying,
business
depart
what God
from
does
me,
with somebody
for
else.
I am a sinful man,
okay?
Oh Lord.
Let's just agree with that. We
see,
can't
that first
get jealous?
Miracle with the fish.
We can't get envious?
Convince Peter
if,
that Jesus
if God chooses
heaven,
to use somebody in a different way than he's
that
using
he was holy,
us,
that he was
if
righteous,
he chooses to bless somebody in a way that he's
wasn't.
Not blessing us,
Peter saw that great
that's between
cross.
Them
Peter
and God.
Saw that, man.
Not you and God,
I
not you and that other
Lord.
Person.
I'm sinful, and you're not.
Just follow
you're
Jesus.
Like we were talking.
That's Sunday. What it's all about.
You know,
that's
about
what he's called
and
us
how righteous
to do.
And pure.
Not to be
God
worried
is.
About, you know.
And
yeah, how many of you guys had siblings?
He got it.
See,
how many of you guys
Peter's response was to ask Jesus to leave him.
They,
because Peter was
your
convicted of his own sinfulness and of Jesus'
at some point
righteousness.
Than he didn't get as much as me. How come I got more than
awesome.
Me? Huh? How
here,
come I got more
Peter,
than him?
After denying
or,
the Lord three times.
Dessert.
You know,
how come she got more ice cream
okay,
than me?
Messing up.
How many guys were involved in those kind of
going
conversations
back to
at home? Come on, come on, yeah.
Peter
see the hand, see?
Jumps out of the boat.
And how many of you heard
into the sea
eat what's on your plate?
100 yards to Jesus.
Yeah, me too.
He goes to Jesus.
Folks,
think about
eat what's on
what
your plate.
Made the difference.
Just follow Jesus.
It was grace.
Just do what he's called you to
after
do.
After spending over 3 years
with Jesus.
Now,
Peter understood the grace of
someone
God.
Someone must have been standing by.
He understood
and
the grace of
Jesus Christ. This conversation.
That even though
and they repeated
it,
what they thought they heard. Look at verse 23.
He could still run to Jesus.
Then this saying went out among the brethren
and Jesus
that
would still
this disciple
him.
Would not die.
That is a huge
yeah, Jesus did
thing,
not say
folks.
To him that he would not die, but if I will that he remain till I come, what is that to
big
you?
Big difference, though.
Now, okay,
also
that tells us something
Peter
about people
and
mishearing
Judas.
And repeating
and
stuff
Iscariot.
That they're not
I mean,
sure about and all
denied
that
Jesus,
stuff.
Right?
But you know what, again,
yeah,
it comes back
Judas
to the deal
worse,
that this never could have happened.
God's grace
had Peter
was available to both of them,
not
you know
taking
that?
His eyes off of Jesus.
Judas could have repented.
And started looking around and looking at everybody else.
In Matthew
and what
12,
are you
going
to do with them,
Lord?
What
Jesus
are you
going
to do with him?
Therefore, I say to you, every
if he
sin
just would have been
and
concerned
blasphemy
what God had
will
given
be
him
forgiven
do,
men,
kept his eyes
but
on
the
Jesus.
Blasphemy
that
against the Spirit will not
and
be forgiven men.
Would have never been spread.
Anyone who speaks
finally,
a word against the Son of Man, it will be forgiven
this
him.
Is the disciple
but whoever
who
speaks against the Holy
things,
Spirit
and
it will not
these
be
things,
forgiven him,
and we know
either
that
in this
his
age
testimony
age
is true.
Come.
Now Jesus
and there are also many other
things
that Jesus did,
to the religious
which, if they were written one by
Jesus
one, I suppose that even the world
the
itself could not
devil.
Contain
the
books
and we
that
know
would be written.
That Jesus
Amen.
Was actually doing everything
so,
that he did.
John lets you know this is the disciple
not
who
by his own
these
power
things.
Because
the
he
one that
was
Peter
God.
Asked about.
We know that he
the one
set
who leaned on Jesus at
the rights
supper
and the privileges
and asked him who'd
of being
him.
God.
It's
and
took
John
on the limitations of man.
John again lets us know that he did not
record
everything
laying those rights and privileges aside
as fully
and we know that. That the synoptic
he
gospels,
had to
Matthew,
operate
Mark, and Luke,
in the power
they do
of the Holy
record
Spirit.
Some of the things that John
it was the Holy
doesn't.
Spirit
and John
that was moving
things
through
that
him.
They don't.
Casting out the demons and healing
but John
the sick
lets us
and all
know
that stuff.
Like he
and
did
they
last
attributed
week,
that work
that what
to the
did
work of
right.
a demon.
Was
and so Jesus
in
warned
fact,
him about that, but
we
notice there
that
every man
the reason
why he wrote
and
what
he
did
right
was enough so
and
that
what Judas did was not
may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and believing you may
no doubt there that night.
God is always faithful.
Jesus had that
Amen.
Conversation with Nicodemus,
we'll
remember, where Jesus said in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son,
Father, we thank
that whoever
we thank you so
believes
much
that you
in
do
him
give us what
should
we
not
need.
Perish but have everlasting
and Lord,
life.
Lord, we know, especially
see,
from,
Judas never
from what we
really
have seen
Jesus.
Tonight.
He never had a saving
you.
Relationship with Jesus.
What we need is
like
to keep
Peter
our
did.
Eyes upon you.
Judas never understood.
What we need to do is be concerned
with
what
you
Jesus
have
Christ.
Given us to do.
Like Peter did.
And be
Peter
busy
might
about
have
your
disappointed
until you
himself,
might have felt God could never use
Lord,
it again,
help us to do that.
That he had
help
disqualified himself from ministry
to trust you,
but he knew he could come back
trust
to
you
Jesus.
Enough to obey you,
and that the Lord would not
Lord
cast him out
you
or turn him away
in serving
Peter
you
knew
until
that.
You come forth.
And Judas, on the other hand, he had no such hope.
That
he went out and hung himself.
Yeah,
that's a huge
thing.
Difference.
We have been
there.
Kind of.
So Peter,
not
he's swimming in a rush to be
Lord,
with his Lord.
Forgive us.
Meanwhile,
please.
Back in a boat, verses 8 through 10.
Princess,
but the other disciples
Lord,
came in the little
now.
Boat,
help
for they were
really
not far from
you
land,
from
but about 200
out.
Cubits,
Lord, that we would be
about 100 yards,
we would hear, well done,
dragging
the
net with fish.
Then,
as soon as they had come to land,
help us, Lord,
they
to
saw
live in such
a
way,
fire of coals there and fish laid on it and bread.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Jesus said to them,
Amen.
Bring some of the fish which you have just caught. That's so cool. Jesus already had a fire going. He's got fish cooking. He's got bread there. He's got breakfast already prepared, you know? See, it's great. And yet, he still wants them to bring some of their catch to cook and eat. Why? I think that's a big deal, too. What a way to show God's grace and at the same time make the point, without me, you can do nothing. And on the flip side, just like Paul the Apostle wrote to the Philippians when in Philippians 4:13, he says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. What a point, huh? Come on, we're gonna have breakfast together. I'm welcoming you back. We're going to hang out. We're going to fellowship. We're going to eat together. We're going to eat some of the fish you just caught. You know, the fish that you caught after I told you, you know, after I showed up, after I gave you directions, and you follow my directions, you know, not the fish you didn't catch all night when you're doing your own thing. You know? With Jesus? Without Jesus. Pretty clear. Not only did the guys catch the fish, but Jesus is now going to have them eat some of the fish that they caught because of him. Think about that. It's one thing to, wow, man, we caught fish. Yeah, just like we did the other time, you know. But yeah, we ate of that fish, and that would really stick with them, you know. We caught it, we ate it. It was real, you know. This was a genuine miracle, and it's all because we obeyed the Lord when He told us to cast the net on the other side of the boat. In verse 11, Simon Peter went up and dragged the net to land, full of large fish, 153. And although there were so many, the net was not broken. This is one of the places where people point out why they believe that Peter was a large guy. He dragged the net full of 153 large fish, dragged it in all by himself. Big guy, give me the net. You think about what that might have weighed. But John points out that even though there were so many large fish in that net, the net didn't break. See, what John is saying that Jesus was still at work, even in keeping the net together to get the fish in. Now that might, you know, you might not have thought about that before. And really, before praying over this and studying it and looking at it, and usually I'll read every passage about 10 times, you know, before I even look at a commentary. And I find myself looking at commentaries less and less, you know. And the thing is, just as I read this over and over again, I saw that John is saying Jesus is still at work here. Jesus is continuing this miracle by keeping this net from breaking. See, folks, what Jesus starts, He finishes. He didn't do this miracle to let the net break and lose the fish. Again, Paul to the Philippians in Philippians 1:6, being confident of this very thing, that He who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. How cool is that, huh? Isn't that awesome? He'll finish the work. He'll keep that thing going. It's a miracle in and of itself, like all those fish in the net, that God saves anyone. You know that? I mean, it's a honking miracle. But He does. And Jesus told us in John 6:44, no one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up on the last day. See, just like Jesus drew the fish into the net, the fish had to obey the Lord and get into the net, but once in, he was able to keep them in the net, get them all the way to shore. Folks, once we respond to the Father drawing us to Jesus, once we jump in His net, and we have a free will, we could choose to do that or not, but He'll draw us. We jump into His net. Folks, He's able to keep us. He's able to keep us in the net. We saw this a few weeks ago in John 10:28-29. And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. So you want to be saved? You want to stay saved? No problem. You never have to worry about somebody coming along and snatching you out of His hand. He's greater than everyone. You just keep trusting Him. Keep putting your faith in Him. He won't stop working until we are at home with Him. Folks, once we're in the net, He'll get us to the shore. He'll get us there, folks. Verses 12 through 14, Jesus said to them, come and eat breakfast. Yet none of the disciples dared ask Him, who are you? Knowing that it was the Lord. Jesus then came and took the bread and gave it to them, and likewise the fish. This is now the third time Jesus showed Himself to His disciples after He was raised from the dead. Folks, you know, that's what Jesus wants for all of us. For us to know that He's the Lord and to fellowship with Him. It's really what Jesus said to the lukewarm church at Laodicea in Revelation 3:20. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him and he with me. He's saying that to a church. And there's some times
churches as a whole will keep Jesus out. There's sometimes us as believers, we'll walk away from the Lord and we'll want to keep him out. But understand, Jesus' desire always is to reveal himself to us, for us to know that he's the Lord, and he wants to hang out with us. He wants to fellowship with us. Any time that we put him outside, he's always knocking. Come on, let me in. I want to come back in. Come on, let's hang out. Now, after breakfast, Jesus has some business to attend to with Peter. Verse 15, so when they had eaten breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than these? He said to him, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, feed my lambs. Now, Bible students are kind of at odds with, what does he mean, more than these? What are the these that Jesus is referring to, or maybe even pointing to? Do you love me more than these, Peter? We don't really know for sure. It could have been the fish. Kind of, you know, as Peter had gone back to fishing. Peter, do you love me more than these fish? You know, I called you out of this whole gig once. You know, now you're back at it. Do you love me more than these fish? He could have been saying that. It's very possible, though, that Jesus was pointing to the other disciples. Remember, Peter had bragged about, even if they all forsake you, Lord, not me, Lord, I'll die for you. You know, I'm ready to go and die with you. That's when Jesus told Peter, now, Peter, before the rooster crows in the morning three times, you're going to deny me three times. Oh, no way, Lord. And either way, whether he's pointing at the fish or he's pointing at the other disciples, that must have kind of stung, don't you think? You know, I think I mentioned it last week, but again, I think I should mention it here again. Sin must be dealt with. It can't be ignored. Jesus is gracious. He's loving. He's merciful. He's kind. But he deals with sin. He calls everyone to repent. That's to turn from sin. You never see Jesus talking with somebody that is involved in sin and not addressing it, not calling them to repent. He never leaves them in that situation, says, hey, you're cool, man. You know, you just put your trust in me, you know, that I'm going to pay for your fire insurance, you know, and you go ahead and keep living like hell, and hey, you'll still get heaven. You never see him do that. You never see him infer that. When somebody's in sin, Jesus lovingly and graciously